Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. We begin this afternoon with an update on that fire in Brighton Beach, which left one person dead, four others injured. They found an e-bike and a lithium-ion battery in the ashes, and folks at first, they weren't saying flat out that it was the e-bike that started it, but guess what? Yep. Chief Fire Marshal Dan Flynn says people have got to stop charging these batteries in their house.
When possible, keep these outside. Please keep them outside. Do not let them obstruct your way out.
This, as neighbors told our Roger Stern, they woke up in the middle of the night to a nightmare. And it's where we start on this Wednesday.
Terrar lives in the adjacent apartment on Brighton 3 Street and was frightened by what he saw across the way.
I look out the second window and I see it. The whole, the apartment just engulfed. Basically, almost.
Engulfed in flames.
Yeah.
The fire broke out sometime around 3:30, killing one person, four others, a firefighter, and three civilians suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds, on 92.3 FM in Brighton Beach.
Yeah, regarding lithium-ion battery fires, Deputy Fire Chief Greg Hansen says things have gotten better. He says we've had less fires involved, so the message is out there. But he says there are still some folks who refuse to heed the warning, and unfortunately, somebody lost their life today. Well, despite the federal indictments hanging over him, Mayor Adams pressing on with the business of the day, spending time today celebrating the destruction of over 1,000 pounds of illegal vape products, all seized through one of his signature safety initiatives.
City law enforcement officials were taking out the trash, Interim Police Commissioner Tom Donlin explaining.
The truck you see to my left is filled with 1,200 pounds of vapes, and they are all set to be destroyed today.
The vape products collected as part of the Padlock to Protect program, inspecting and shutting down illegal pot shops. Mayor Adams underscoring.
These vapes and these products clearly focus on our young people, and the goal is to get them hooked on these products.
Since May, the city has closed 1,200 illegal locations and confiscated $800 million in illegal products. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
In other news on this Wednesday, the nation's largest school district got its new leader today as Melissa Aviles Ramos took the reins from David Banks. Banks served as chancellor of the New York City Public Schools ever since Mayor Adams took office. He resigned effective, yesterday, so now Aviles Ramos takes over. She's admittedly not a household name, but this isn't her first rodeo, folks. She's a well-known veteran of the public school system, deep ties in the Bronx and immigrant communities. In fact, she grew up in Soundview, raised by a single mom from Puerto Rico. She graduated from Catholic school, where she says her mom worked off her tuition. Well, as you know, Commissioner Banks wasn't supposed to leave until the end of the year, but Aviles Ramos says the accelerated timeline is not a problem for her, telling a parent advisory council the other day, not to worry, everything is going to be just fine. They say he had enough ammo and ghost guns in his possession to fortify a small army. A former FBI agent charged tonight with possessing an arsenal of illegal ghost guns and other weapons. Queens DA says Scott Chang was charged after a search warrant was executed at his house in Queens Village. They also went to a storage unit in Port Washington on Long Island, where they found 18 illegal firearms, including 8 ghost guns, 6 assault weapons, high cap magazines, and a large cache of ammo. D.A. Melinda Katz.
It's ammunition. It's silencers. It's a U.S. passport bearing his name. It's a Republic of China passport. It's a whole bunch of other items that are very concerning, clearly.
So, Lynn's family, you know the big question. What in the world was he going to do with it? No answer so far. They say Chang was the head of the Regional Emergency Medical Services Council of New York. And the thing is, they say he doesn't hold a license to own even a water gun in New York. If he's convicted, he could get 25 years on the yard for that. Ms. Katz says anybody who chooses to stockpile lethal illegal firearms in Queens need to think again, saying ghost guns cause unspeakable tragedy, and her office will continue to meticulously go after them and those who manufacture and use them. Well, a new nonprofit pushing for some big changes in the 5 boroughs.
Save Our City wants to hear from you.
So the organization is a group of like-minded individuals who want to see our city get infinitely better than it is today.
That's Alan Rosen, owner of Junior's Restaurants, among a group of civic and business leaders looking for a better way.
There's obviously many, many issues facing our city today. From the top down in our government, it's fairly obvious.
He's talking about quality of life, dirty streets, crime, the migrant crisis. Former Police Commissioner Ray Kelly is on board, as is former Lieutenant Governor Betsy McCoy. Rosen says the organization is looking for public input so their output can affect change. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And speaking of changes, the city's been looking at plans to reconnect communities split up by the Cross Bronx, and now they're asking residents to weigh in.
City transportation planners unveiled concepts to connect the neighborhoods dissected by the Cross Bronx with bus and bike lanes and parkland built on decking above the expressway. DOT Commissioner Idonis Rodriguez said the community had a lot of input.
These concepts represent an opportunity to make their community whole again.
Bronx Congressman Richie Torres helped secure the $2 million for the study.
Reimagining the Cross Bronx is a historic occasion to fix what is broken, to right what is wrong.
The first of 3 open houses will be held next Wednesday night at MS 331 on West Tremont Avenue. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in the Bronx.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!